It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the show is made possible every week by longtime sponsor Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House. They're located in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, each year, right around this time, we are most fortunate to have in studio some very talented young men and some representatives who are part of a tradition that began here in our state several years ago, the Mississippi Boy Choir, celebrating, I think, their 29th season. Is that right, Lanice?
That's correct, our 29th year.
And the choir has had some remarkable talent come through, hundreds of young men through the years, just performing all over. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to the Blues and Arts Hour the representatives of the Mississippi Boy Choir. We've got Lanice Altman, welcome. And who's your guest here in the studio?
Thanks for having us this morning, Jim. This morning we have Bo Corley, Lance Taylor, Jamari Ruffin, and Cameron Keller, all members of the Boy Choir, and mom and chaperone extraordinaire, Marcy Taylor.
And she's over there. I'm going to get her on the microphone here in a little while, so get ready, Marcy, okay? Hey, listen, before we get into the depth of the program, you've got a busy schedule. We were talking before we went on the air. What's coming up for the Mississippi Boy Choir?
We have several things coming up. We are singing at the Museum of Natural Science as part of their Let It Snow event. That will be on December the 9th. Mm-hmm. I think we're singing at 7 o'clock that night. And then the Clinton Nature Center's Deck the Trails is December 10th. We're singing at, I think, 5:15 that night. And then our signature Christmas concert will be on Tuesday, December 12th, up at the chapel at St. Dominic's, a lovely venue to sing. And then we will wrap up our Christmas season going down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast and singing at St. Peter's by the Sea on Sunday, December 17th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll tell you what, that's great. And all that coming, I guess your website's going to tell you, give you details and
all of those details are on the website out there. And that website is msboychoir.org.
msboychoir.org.
Correct.
Very good. Lanice Altman, our guest, along with some youngsters. Y'all not young. I mean, y'all getting on up there. But we got some guys from the Mississippi Boy Choir and also, you said, chaperone extraordinaire.
Chaperone extraordinaire.
All right, let's listen to some Christmas music from the Mississippi Boy Choir. Here they are.
Thank you.
All right. Christmas music. That's the Mississippi Boy Choir from a recording from a few years back. The CD is called Oh Starry Night. Well, in the studio, we've got a couple of guys right now from the Mississippi Boy Choir. And first of all, Bo, tell us who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mr. Jim. So in the Mississippi Boy Choir, I am the stage manager of, getting the piano where it needs to be and,
all the technical stuff.
Right. And then in the actual choir itself, I am a bass too.
Okay.
So.
How did I guess that?
Hold it.
You got a great voice.
That basement, yeah.
How long you been with the choir, Bo?
I think I've been with the choir for, I'm coming up on my sixth or seventh year.
Wow, cool.
So
very cool.
By the time I graduate high school, I'll be my eighth or ninth year.
What grade are you in now?
I'm in 11th.
Okay. Now, Lance, you've been on the show before, so you know how this works. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the choir?
Well, unlike Bo, I don't have a cool title or anything like that, but I am the other bass two in the choir. And it's pretty powerful, only, if you slip up, everyone can hear you, so a lot of pressure.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
You go to school?
I go to Jackson Classical.
Okay.
It's a private school.
And how long have you been with the choir?
This would be my second year.
Second year. All right. So you enjoyed it, I would imagine. Huh?
I'm enjoying it a lot more this year now that we have more people.
All right. Well, we've got another of the young men in the studio. You've been on the show before, haven't you?
No.
Okay. What's your name?
Cameron Keller.
Cameron, get right up into the mic, Cameron. Tell us about yourself. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 14 years old.
You go to school?
Yep.
Where do you go to school?
Old Town Middle.
Okay. All right. How long have you been with the choir?
About 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
About to be my fourth.
What part do you play? You play like bass, tenor, what?
Alto.
Alto? Very good. Very good. You enjoy it, I know.
Yeah.
Y'all got a big schedule coming up, and so you prepared for that, right?
Right.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break and come back and enjoy some more conversation and music from a very talented group of folks, the Mississippi Boy Choir. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. And our featured artist today, the Mississippi Boy Choir. And what a talented group of young people these guys are. We had a couple of the members on the last segment talking to them. I've got another one on the phone right now. Chris Atkinson is kind of a veteran, and he is out of town or heading out of town right now, but he's with us by way of telephone. Wanted to get him back on the air. Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you're heading out of town for a track meet, is that right?
A cross-country race, yes,
cross-country. Well, good luck to you. How long have you been with the choir, Chris?
Oh, man, I think 13 years now.
Wow.
And this is my 13th.
And this is your last year with the choir, right?
Unfortunately, yes, sir.
Okay. I got to ask you this, and this might be a little thought-provoking question, but what has the Mississippi Boy Choir meant to Chris and his family through the years? Any thoughts on that?
Man, it's been a very central part of my life, and I probably would not be who I am without the Boy Choir. I've made so many friends. I've had so many experiences through the Mississippi Boy Choir. It's meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I would be without it.
Let me talk to perhaps some young men who might be listening or listening to the link after we have it posted on our Facebook page. But if they're listening to the program and they think, wow, Mississippi Boy Choir, what would you say to them to maybe encourage them to find out more or even get involved?
Well, first I'd say it has been it's been fun. I mean, the camaraderie that you share with the rest of the guys is, I mean, there's nothing like it. I've made some incredibly great friends with all of the guys who still sing with us and even some who are gone. But not only that, it also helps, or at least has helped me develop my character.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't just teach us music. They also teach us how to behave, how to socialize as well, in a sense. But I would encourage you, if you sing and you want to be a part of a choir, to look into it, to look into us.
Well, it's been fun. I know you've been on the show here several times through the years, and we wish you the best, Chris, on your track meet and also your future plans. I know singing is going to be a big part of your life in the future.
Yes, sir.
All right. Chris Atkinson, thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Lanise, come back to the microphone here. I want to get your information here on maybe how can people find out more about, like, for example, if a parent or maybe a grandparent would like their son, their grandson to get involved, what would they need to do?
Right. Actually, we have, and it's on, again, on our website, msboychoir.org, and we have a frequently asked questions page. You can, you know, kind of peruse our website, but then there's a join page, which will basically send me an email. I'll get in touch with you, or either our artistic director, Dr. Bobby Helms, will get in touch with you and talk with you about, you know, answer any questions you may have about the Boy Choir.
Definitely worth investigating. We're going to play another track, another song from their CD recorded some years ago, Oh Starry Night, the Mississippi Boy Choir. And then we're going to come back and talk to Marcy, one of the parents of the boys. All right, so y'all stay tuned. Mississippi Boy Choir from the CD, Oh Starry Night. Marcy Taylor is a mom of one of the young men who is part of the choir, and she is with us here in the studio. Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning, Jim.
How long have you and your son been associated with the choir?
So we've been a part of the Mississippi Boy Choir for 2 years now, mm-hmm. and it has been a wonderful experience. We've really enjoyed it.
So I know... moms are a big part, dads too. What's it like to be a mom and involved in an environment like this?
Well, I really love getting to see how the boys grow and how they work together. I love getting to see how they become more responsible, more organized, how they're accountable to someone else. Dr. Bobby Helms does a magical job of bringing together boys from all different backgrounds, all different experiences, public school, private school, homeschool, young and old. I don't know how he does it. I am an educator myself. I was a high school band director at a large high school back in my pre-kid days, wow, many moons ago. So I appreciate having not only an educator who's invested in the students, but also one who teaches them quality music and quality things. And I don't think the boys would be there otherwise. There's a lot of other things they could be doing with their time, and they choose to be there and get to learn.
And I know they have fun.
They have a blast, and they get to have lots of adventures. I'm like coming to a radio station or getting to travel. We got to go to Canada and New York this last summer. The boys had a fantastic adventure getting to do that. We all learned a lot. And I believe we're going to be going to Puerto Rico next summer and then Estonia the summer after that. But besides that, we get to go all over Mississippi, having the choir all the way down to the Gulf Coast region this time. So I know that we would love to continue to add to that, where it's a true Mississippi boy choir with boys from all across the state.
Absolutely. Lenise Altman, back to the microphone here. You were talking about a big, big event coming up next spring. Mention that if you would.
We do. We are hosting for the third time Una Voce, One Voice, for a male honor choir for 5th through 12th graders. So it's SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass boys. And we're holding it this year at Millsaps College, and our finale concert will be at Belhaven University in conjunction with their treble song honor choir. Wow. So we'll have the guys over at Millsaps with our honor choir over there, and the girls will be over at Belhaven with their treble song, and then we'll hold a joint finale concert. That's going to be held April 5th and 6th this year. So it starts at lunchtime on Friday. It's over by 4 o'clock on Saturday. So it's not a lot of time commitment, but we are looking for young men to come to the festival. And that information is out on our website as well. There's a tab there that says Una Voce. So all you educators out there, click on that tab and get more information about our festival coming up. The clinician this year is going to be Vic Oates, and he is a boy choir director for the Chattanooga Boys Choir.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. I'm telling you. It's the 29th year, right?
The 29th year for Mississippi Boy Choir. Right. This is our third year to host this Honor Choir Festival. Yeah. And we've had a really great time the last 2 years.
Yeah. So, and the dates again are in April?
April 5th and 6th. That's a Friday and Saturday. So Friday afternoon and Saturday, the final concert will be at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
And the website for information?
The website is msboychoir.org.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a break for our CBS News update and come back and enjoy some more conversation and music from the Mississippi Boy Choir. My name is Jim Thorne, and you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Don't forget they have live jazz once a month there at Fusion, so check out their website for details on that. Okay, CBS News update is next. Our time now is 9:30. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our featured artist this morning is a group of young people that I'm so impressed with, the Mississippi Boy Choir. Now, of course, not all the choirs here, but we do have some representatives. And we got another young man who would like to I'd like to introduce to you. Jamari, you've been here before, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell us how old you are, where you go to school, and how long you've been with the choir.
I am 18 years old. I've been with the choir for about 11 years.
Wow. Yes, wow. Sir. So where do you go to school?
Oh, Lanier High
Lanier
School.
Lanier High School. That's got to be cool. You enjoyed it, I know, and y'all got a busy schedule coming up too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's get some other young men here. I think Cameron, let me get you back here on the microphone. Cameron, you've been with the choir for how long, did you say?
4 years.
4 years. What do you enjoy about being with the choir?
I enjoy how it's made me become a different person than who I used to be. I'm more respectful to adults.
Wow.
Than I used to be.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, and it's also impacted the way I learn how to like music in general.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine music is going to be a pretty major part of your life as you go forward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lance, your turn. You've been with the choir, you said, for how long?
2 years.
2 years. What do you enjoy about the choir? What's the most important thing that you like about it?
Well, how long's your program? There's a whole lot, but I guess the biggest thing is just coming in with a group of people from all over, a very diverse group, mm-hmm. and meeting with people who have a different perspective than you, but you still respect them nonetheless, mm-hmm. and you just become better through that. Whenever I started, I couldn't even hit a middle C, and I can hit there now. I'd probably have to hear it because I don't have perfect pitch. I'm like Bo over there.
Yeah. Speaking of Bo, Bo's sitting in the chair, recliner chair, right, Bo?
Uh-huh. Living life.
Living life. All right. You've been with the choir for how long again?
I think 6 or 7 years.
6 years. What's the most important thing about the choir for you?
I think the most important thing about it is, one, there's going to be multiple points here. One is just, like Chris said earlier, was the just the relationships that you build with the choir. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends that are in the choir are the friends that I hang out with, you know, mostly on a daily basis, you know. There's just so much, you know, friendliness going around and just all around good times, good friends. Also, just learn about music.
And y'all sound pretty good too.
I would think so.
let's enjoy another piece of music. This is some Christmas music from the Mississippi Boy Choir. Mississippi Boy Choir on the Blues and Arts Hour. Lanice Altman, I know it takes a lot of folks to come together to make this successful as it has over the years. One of those integral parts of the Mississippi Boy Choir is your director. I want you to talk about Bobby.
Correct. Dr. Bobby Helms has been with us. I think this is his third year to work with the boy choir, and he, like Marcy said earlier, he gets things out of these guys that actually is amazing. That you wouldn't think, just watching them when they walk into the room, that he could get that sound out of them, and he does an amazing job with those boys.
Yeah, little history. I mean, this is your 29th year of the choir, but how did it all start? You know,
actually, our choir started in Columbus, Mississippi. The child of Margaret Thomas, whose husband was a Methodist minister in Columbus, and they retired to Hattiesburg. So actually, about 1999, the headquarters moved from Columbus to Hattiesburg, but we left that Columbus division there. And then in 2000, they started a Jackson division as they were preparing to do a commission piece for the Shoebird. And we've actually been headquartered here since about 2008, 2009. So we've had divisions actually all over the state in our 29-year history. Currently, we have our headquarters are in Jackson. Our main division is the Jackson Division. But we also have Vicksburg and Brookhaven. And this year, we added a Gulf Coast Division. So we have four guys on the coast, and they'll be here singing with us for our main Christmas concert on the 12th.
That's terrific. Now, I know it takes money to operate, and how does that happen?
It does. We are funded in part by the Mississippi Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, and then private donations, foundation. We just finished our annual 5K, 10K fundraiser, and of course, sponsorships, things like that. All of that goes towards the programming of the choir. Mm-hmm. Most of our concerts are actually free to the public. Of course, donations are always accepted and appreciated.
Yeah. Now, is there tuition involved for the youngsters?
Is tuition involved for the youngsters, and that's detailed on our website, but it is a tuition-based program. We do have scholarships available for those that request it and show that they have a need for that, but it is tuition-based, yes.
MSBoyChoir.org.
MSBoyChoir.org. And also, I want to say something about these guys. We've got guys that we take to festivals. You know, this last year we went to an international festival, but within the state, we generally take them to USM a couple of times a year for the Southern Invitational Festival, Choral Conference, and several of our guys auditioned for the All-State Honor Choir, the MMEA, ACDA. Those boys that could not audition through their school auditioned with us, and all that did audition made it, which was great.
Terrific. Yeah.
And we have one young man from Brookhaven that has auditioned and been accepted, been selected for the Southern Region ACDA Conference, which is in Louisville, Kentucky, in February. So we've got some great opportunities for our guys, and we try to make sure that we capitalize on every opportunity that comes our way.
That's terrific. All right, going to take a break and come back for our final segment on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. Our time now is 15 minutes until 10. And I want to thank the sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. More to come. Don't go away. 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour. Featured today, the Mississippi Boy Choir. Lenice Altman has been with the choir for quite a while. Lenice, you were telling me off the air about a big festival that the young men went to this past summer. Tell us what that was about.
Yes, they went to the Albany Pro Musica Festival that was in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Oh. Beautiful location and a wonderful festival. Mm. They went to that festival. It was a full week festival. And then we spent 3 days in New York City. So we had a 10-day festival. festival slash tour, and it was a great experience for our guys. It was the first time we had traveled out of the country in 19 years.
Wow. Well, I want to get the boys' perspective on that. Lance, I'm going to start with you. Out of the country, up in Ontario, singing, that had been a pretty awesome experience for you.
It was. It was a long flight and a long drive, but it was definitely worth it. We stayed a week in these amazing dorms. I walked in and they were, I might just go to that university just for the dorms. Man, those are so nice. And then we went to New York City afterward, mm-hmm. and I took a breath in and I started calling it the city that never sleeps or showers because, oh boy, that smell. It was a fantastic experience, and I would love to do something like that again.
All right. Cameron, let's get your perspective. You were in Ontario, and what'd you think?
Well, I thought it was a great experience for how I should advance my techniques in singing. Okay. And I really loved like how we got together as a lot of people and we sung really great. I just really liked that.
That's great. Jamari, you're next. Let me ask you, and you know, you've been with the choir for quite a while.
Yes, sir.
This had been a great experience. So what is it like being on stage in an environment like that?
I mean, it's, to me, it's really fun because, you know, like Cam said, you get to, you know, expand more. I actually experienced a lot on the trip. I was kind of an antisocial person. I, you know, kind of tried to open up to a lot of more people.
Yeah.
And that really helped me. That trip really helped me break my antisocialness a little bit.
That's great. Yeah. Had fun, and I'm sure y'all sounded great. I'm sure y'all were received very well.
The food
well.
Was good, too, though.
Food was good. All right. All right. Bo, you're next. Been with the choir kind of as the stagehand, but you're also singing there. What was it like for you? I mean, you probably had some detail work to do getting things set up, or did you? Was that part of it?
Well, what time period are we talking about?
The Ontario?
Ontario, yeah. Yeah. So not much, really. I was just always at the back of the line since I'm the tallest in the group, uh-huh. watching over, yeah. making sure we don't lose people walking. So it was really fun. I loved the Pro Musica Festival just because of the amount of clinicians and what's it called, the college professor,
Queens College.
Yeah. So they were just really good at hosting that for their first time. So many, you know, clinicians from, we had a clinician from Harvard. She was a professor from Harvard and taught us all about anatomy for, you know, the voice, you know, yeah. your diaphragm, all that good stuff. So it was just such an eye-widening experience in terms of learning more about vocal technique,
mm-hmm.
and then also singing with, how many was it, like 180
wow.
people?
Wow.
That stage was full to the rim.
That's great. Lanise, Marcy, come over here. Let's get you on the microphone here. You know, you've been involved in music for all your adult life, I'm sure, but a boy choir, very special, great sound, and it's very hard to describe, I would imagine.
It is, and so that's why I would really encourage everyone to go to the St. Dominic's concert that we have in Jackson, anyone in this area. It will, you know, even if you don't have a specific interest in, you know, knowing a boy or any of that, just having a great audience, and it is a beautiful, beautiful venue, and it would put you in the spirit for Christmas, but it would really encourage you to know that the boys are choosing to spend their time and getting to build their skills and to do that. It's much more fun to play for, to sing for a big audience.
Yeah.
So I would really encourage anybody who wants to try it or see what it's like.
And as a parent of a youngster involved in music and choir, I know for a fact that music in a young student's life really transcends to all aspects of their other aspects.
It really does. The skills that they learn, they obviously are learning lots of techniques and mm-hmm. lots of musical things, but they learn so many more things, like having to be responsible and showing up with their notebooks and having their pencil and having their music and what to do and having the parts of their uniforms when they have pictures on Saturday, guys, just a reminder. So they really do learn lots more things, and you yeah. see them grow over mm-hmm. the years with that, and it's very encouraging. Because so a lot of the guys I know we have here today have been a part of it for a long time, and they're 17, 18, they're getting older, and we would do well if everyone launching off into the world is as responsible as our seniors are, for sure.
Lanice, tell us again about the concerts coming up.
Okay, our main Christmas concert in Jackson area is going to be on December 12th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the St. Dominic's Chapel. That is just across Lakeland Drive from St. Dominic's Hospital. And it is free and open to the public. Now, we have two events before then. We're doing the Natural Science Museum's Let It Snow event on Saturday, December 9th at 7 p.m. And we're also doing the Clinton Nature Center's Deck the Trails on Sunday, December 10th at 5:15 p.m. And then, of course, we're wrapping up our holiday season on the Mississippi Gulf Coast at St. Peter's by the Sea in Gulfport on December 17th at 4 p.m.
That's terrific. And what are the ages now? I know that we've got an 18-year-old here, maybe, and Jamari is 18, too, I think.
Right. Our ages are 6 to 18.
6 to 18.
And we have a younger choir, a training choir, mm-hmm. That is all definitely unchanged voices, but they're the younger guys, and when we work our rehearsals, we have the younger guys work separately and the older guys work separately, and then for about 45 minutes at each rehearsal, they work together.
Right.
And it's really great to structure our rehearsals that way so that the younger guys get to spend time with the older guys and aspire. As a matter of fact, we've started having some of the younger guys ask, can they stay for the entire rehearsal and stay for the older guys? And that shows growth right there. We're always excited when that happens.
And again, if anybody wanted to find out more about the choir or about maybe getting their youngster involved, how would they do that?
The website has all of our information. It's www.msboychoir.org, or you can call 601-665-7374.
All right. It's been a pleasure having y'all in. Thank y'all so much for
coming.
Thank
you for having us this morning. We've really had a good time.
This is we were trying to think probably the eighth year you've been on.
Eighth or ninth year, I think, yes.
Yeah, very good. And guys, thanks so much. Come up to the microphone real quick. We got to have a little little goodbye here. Before you say that, though, I want to thank the sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. You want to just wish everybody a Merry Christmas when we do that? You want to do that?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, let's do it all at once. Let's just say Merry Christmas. You want to do that?
All right.
Here we go. One.
Merry Christmas.
1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah.